Hey, Chris Grover, how you doing there in Falun? It's got to be very special.
We're fairly stoked and over here.
Excelente. So amazing day for the team, for the girls. Would this be something in your wildest dreams that you would imagine would have happened?
No, of course, we're definitely it definitely surprised us, as you might imagine. We ended up getting a little bit lucky today, but some things also came together for us. I mean, we had for sure, some of the best skis, if not the best skis, in the field today. And, that really allowed those guys to ski fast before it started snowing, but also to continue to ski, pretty fast as the heavy snow started to come down. So we had incredible skis. We had, some athletes who were really ready to go out and have a big race. And then we got a little bit lucky on some of the early start numbers, certainly for Caitlin. Jesse for sure benefited from being in the middle of the field instead of towards the end of the field. And then it ended up being a little bit unlucky for Liz, who was having an incredible race, but just could not compete, coming from such a late start, number.
Yeah, sure, but having three in the top 10 is such a dream come true in many ways, eh?
Yeah, for sure. And when you look at those three, obviously you're talking about one that's Brendan in the 3:137 and one whatever Liz was later in the, later bib, towards the end too. So you actually had, three great performances coming from different parts of the start field. So it's we're ecstatic.
Absolutely. So Caitlin is really the big. I mean, we've seen, of course, Jesse in the podium, and Liz has been really coming on strong. But Caitlin is such a surprise and such a pleasant surprise. She's had such great success in USA, but now it's such great affirmation for her to see that she can do it on the world stage.
Yeah, for sure. And it's she obviously like skied super well, and all those early starters definitely benefited a little bit from their place.
Yep.
If you look at the results, you see lots of single digits for start numbers in that top 15. But no matter what, Caitlin had the best of all the early starters. Caitlin is the fastest. She had the best race out there of that first third of the field. So she earned it for sure.
Absolutely. So earlier on, we talked about the USA peaking at Worlds, and it looks like that you're on the money there.
Well, I wouldn't say that the plan has worked perfectly by any means. For sure we benefited from having a little bit of luck today.
Sure.
But I would say that here we are, halfway through the championships, and we do have some athletes that are very fit, and we have a team that's healthy overall. And we've had some bad luck along the way, but we're starting to pull things back together. And today was an excellent confirmation of the fact that things are headed in the right direction.
Absolutely. And watching the from the start with Canada's Alice Harvey doing so well, and now USA doing well, it looks like Team North America has landed.
Yeah, for sure. Now we I think the US athletes have been they've been really excited to see Alex in Canada ski so well, and that's probably been an inspiration for many of us.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, Chris, it's so exciting, watching the board and just seeing that the girls were going to make it, and really happy for the team, and great for the girls, and all the best with the rest of the championships, and look forward to talking with you again.